It's really nice to see our children's and our worship service. Right? Yes. Yeah. I think we should, go back to like a children's moment, like every maybe 2 or 3 Sundays, so that they can join in our worship service. Because of if they join the worship service, they are able to learn how to worship, how to live out their faith. So this, I think that's a good way to teach our kids. So let's go back to the children's moment, or maybe doing some other work for our children. Speaking of children's moment, a pastor was trying to explain Jesus' transfiguration by using one of the children's stories. That the story that princess kissed the frog, and then frog turned to prince. So pastor slowly described the frog, saying, "There's a small creature. It's a slimy creature with a round eyes, fat belly, long tongue, eating flies and hopping here and there. Do you know what that is?" And there was a smart boy among the children listening, confidently stand up, saying, "Pastor, it sounds like a frog. But it's a Sunday morning, and we are in a church worshiping, and you are preaching, so it must be Jesus." I found this really funny, but you probably not. I have another one. After church one Sunday, father noticed that his 5-year-old son is still writing something on his take-home Sunday school paper. Dad said, "Dad," he said, "how you spell God?" Father was so pleased that his son was obviously still thinking about his Sunday school lesson. So father said, "It's G-O-D, God." Then the son asked Dad, "Dad, how you spell Zilla?" You don't get it? Godzilla. He was thinking about something else, but father was thinking about Sunday school lesson. So what really happened with Jonah? Book of Jonah. This morning, as we're reading the book of Jonah, I want to really find out what happened. What really happened, book of Jonah? It's not about fish, I tell you. It's not about the size of fish, what kind of fish that swallowed Jonah. It's not about that. It's about most difficult things to do that we are facing, we are living in this world. So I'm going to ask you this question, start with this question. What is the most difficult things in the world? What is the hardest thing to do these days? More personally, what is the hardest thing for you to do these days? Personally, I think it's the hardest thing for me is to let go of my thing and let God handle it. I think that's a really hard thing to do. Let go of my things, my thinking, my judgment, my concept, my experience. Just let it go. Let it go. And let God handle it. That's the hardest thing to do. It's a really nice concept that let God handle the all the things that are happening in our lives, but look at our lives. We are still holding on to it. Hold so hard that we want to keep holding and control it. That's the, you know, let it go is the really hard thing to do. You know why forgiveness is hard? Forgiveness. Because it's hard to let go of what you experience. It's really hard to let go of my judgment toward the person who gave me a really hard time. That's why forgiveness is hard. But you know what? What Jesus said? Love your enemy. Love your enemy. That's a hard thing to do because we don't want to let it go. We want to hold on to it. Our feeling, our desire, our judgment, our experience, we want to keep hold on to it. That's why it's really hard to love even our enemies. But Jesus said, that's what we should do. Elie Wiesel, the 1988 Nobel Peace Prize winner, described his experience in Auschwitz in his book, Night. It says like this, I was angry. I was angry at God too. At the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. How could he have abandoned his people at the moment when they need him most? How could he have delivered them to the killers? How could one explain, how could one justify the death of a million Jewish children? For month and month, for years, I lived alone. I shunned love, aspiring only to silence and madness. That's how I lived. 6 million Jews were killed. But we're talking about forgiveness. If we are able to forgive, if we are, let it go. Remember and let it go. People that committed crime deserve punishment. What they have done for me, for my family, my country, they deserve punishment. But Jesus said, let it go. Love your enemy. Love your neighbor. That's why it's really a hard thing to do. It's hard to let go of my standard, my judgment, my concept, my feeling, and let it go and let God handle it, situation. That's what message is described in the book of Jonah. That's what really happened, the book of Jonah. God is keep persuaded Jonah that let go, let me handle it. Just follow my direction. That's the true message of Book of Jonah. It's not about fish. The Book of Jonah is very interesting books. It's only 4 chapters, but Book of Jonah contains, like I said, the really hardest message that we actually live out. It's hardest things to follow. Let it go and let God handle the situation. Let go of our judgment, our experience, our concept, and let God handle the truth. You know, Book of Jonah, when you read it, Jonah received a message directly from God. Jonah was a prophet. God told Jonah that go to Nineveh to preach the repentance. And you know what Jonah did? When you read the first chapter of book of Jonah, Jonah heard it and stood up right away and immediately, I wanted to add their word, immediately. Don't hesitate. He didn't hesitate. Just stood up, immediately heading to Tarshish. Totally opposite side of Nineveh. You know why Jonah did it? Because he knew something. And that the reason why Jonah did it is described in the last chapter, the chapter that we read today. Verse 2. It says, "O Lord, is not this what I said while I was still in my own country? That is why I fled to Tarshish at the beginning. Here's the reason. For I know that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and ready to relent from punishing. And now, Lord, please take my life from me. It is better for me to die than to live." He didn't want to go to Nineveh. "I'd rather die," because he hated the people of Nineveh. The people of Nineveh is the enemy of Jonah. He didn't like it. He didn't like the message that God directly told Jonah. So he fled immediately, like totally opposite side of Nineveh. It's hard to let go. It's hard to let God handle it. Even God commanded him to do, his desire, his feeling, his judgment came forward even in the midst of God's command. That's the most important message that we should learn from the book of Jonah. The book of Jonah is interesting because the book of Jonah did not end it happily ever after. You know, book of Jonah ended with the question from God. When you read it, it's very interesting. Verse 10 and 11, "Then the Lord said, you are concerned about the bush for which you did not labor and which you did not grow. It came into being in a night and perished in a night. And should I not," listen, "should I not concern about Nineveh, that great city in which there are more than 120,000 people who do not know their right hand from their left, and also many animals?" Question mark. That's how the book of Jonah ended. It's not like Jonah repented, "God, forgive me because I did not follow your command." It's not. Did not end like that. It ended a big question mark, not only to Jonah, but also to us this morning. Should I not concern about the people of Nineveh? Should I not concern about people in our neighborhood? Should I not concern about our enemy? We consider enemy because they harm me, my family, my country. It's hard to let it go. It's hard to let it go. An elderly Korean woman owned a small dry cleaning business. He did not speak well in English, but some customers really rude and nasty words said to her. But because of she is Christian, and she's trying to be very nice, saying sorry or thanks. But even those bullies really became mean, and sometimes really hard to take it, so she decided to fight back. Because she can speak English well, she knows the bad word, so as a Christian with a minimum knowledge of English, she responds like this. When the curse word dispersed to her and said, "You too. You too." It's hard to let it go because our feeling, our desire, our concern, our experience is still holding on in our mind. I told you before, faith is about God, understanding about God. How people understand God is related to our faith practice. Some people understand God as a very scary figure, just like a police officer, that, you know, around the corner, God is waiting the moment that you make a sin. Some people really think like that. God was not like that described in the book of Jonah. God persuaded Jonah several times in several ways that, "Please listen to me, Jonah. This is what I wanted you to do. This is my desire. This is my plan." But though Jonah did not listen, even chapter 4 described that with all the fish experience and storms and all the persuading, the experience that he experienced from God, he still think that this Nineveh, people of Nineveh, to be punished. Verse 5 said, "Then Jonah went out with all the experience." Last chapter, verse 5, "Jonah went out to the city and sat down east of the city and made a booth for himself there, and he sat under it in the shade," and here is the "waiting to see what would become of the city." Even God clearly commanded him, even he experienced all that, he could not able to change his mind. He still thinks that this city, these people, should be punished. He came to Nineveh because of God commanded, because God really commanded him to proclaim the repentance. He did not really proclaim the repentance with his heart. And he is still looking at this Nineveh to destroy it. My brothers and sisters in Christ, maybe that's what we do in our lives. It's hard to let go. Even God told us to do it. It's hard to let go and let God handle all the things happening in our lives. Still hold on to it. Still want to control it. Still want to plan on my way, not God's way. God's plan is clear. God's plan is to bring all the God's people together, make a better relationship with God and with another. That's what God's plan is. And we are called to do that. We are called, each one of you, to be called to do that. With God's calling, what should we do? Just let go. Let go of my thinking, my judgment, my concept, my experience, and let God handle the situation you are facing every day. That's the book of Jonah is really about. We need to let go of the things that we are holding on to it and let God handle the situation. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are experiencing so many situations these days. All the things happening around the world. Let's look at it. Where's the God's message? With the coronavirus and wars and all the situation we're facing every day, where is the God's message? And what is the God want us to do? Overcome our desire, our judgment, and follow God's plan. That's what the message that we need to follow. That's the message that we need to live out in our lives. I know we are facing really hard time the recent years, but we call ourselves believers. We call ourselves the followers of Jesus Christ. What do you put the first thing in your life? What's your priority? Is that before God's plan, God's guidance, God's command? It's God's plan and guidance. God wants us to go ahead. Is that really that we are following despite of all the things happening in this world? That's the reason that God gave this book of Jonah. Just like a mirror that we are able to see ourselves with this book, and then we are turned around to God's plan, God's guidance, and let it go of our desire, our judgment, our experience. Let's follow the command of God. Let's follow the word of God. It's hard. Like I said in the beginning, it's hard to let it go, but God's will, as we follow the God's will, we will follow God's direction and we will see the God's ultimate plan for all of us. Let's put it our desire aside and follow the true plan of God, plan of love, plan of peace within our community. Let us pray together. God, we thank you for the message that you've given us today. It's really hard, God. It's really hard for us to let it go and let you handle the situation, just like Jonah. In many times, God, we want to just hold on to it. We want to do whatever we want to do based on our judgment, our standard. But God, with the message that we received today, God, help us to follow the command that you told us. The command of love, command of forgiveness, command of embracing our neighbors, or even our enemies. Help us not to give our priority, our thought, my desire, my will, against your will. Help us to follow your plan. Help us to follow the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name we pray. Amen.